This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, a powerful bomb struck a Muslim holy site in the southern Iraqi city of Najaf. More than a dozen people were killed. Many more were wounded. And among the dead is Ayatollah Mohammed Bakr al-Hakim, one of the most important Shiite figures in Iraq. The explosion at the mosque occurred during Friday prayers, and no one has claimed responsibility for the bombing.
NPR's Ivan Watson is in Najaf. He joins us now. Ivan, you witnessed the explosion. What did you see?
The explosion took place shortly after 2 o'clock, Renee, just after the conclusion of the sermon at Friday prayers given by Mohammed Bakr Hakim. That's one of the senior religious leaders here and the head of a political party called the Supreme Council for the Islamic Republic in Iraq. Now, that is when crowds, hundreds, more than 1,000 people then gathered in the mosque, laying out their prayer mats to pray, when it sounds like it was some kind of a car bomb went off near the southeast corner of the mosque. I saw a pillar of flame shoot up higher than the actual walls of the mosque itself, which is a good 30 feet high, and then a deafening explosion which threw people who were in the middle of their prayers, threw them to the ground. It then triggered a panic as hundreds of people fled from inside the mosque, from the very crowded marketplace outside the mosque, running to get away. There were dozens of people with blood on their clothes, on their dishdasha robes, and within minutes, fire trucks and Iraqi police were on the scene. From my vantage point, there were at least 6 cars that were reduced to the twisted metal, and several two-story buildings near that southeast corner of the outer wall of the mosque that have been demolished, brought down to ground level.
Ivan, you mentioned Ayatollah Mohammed Bakr al-Hakim, one of the supreme Shiite leaders in Iraq. What sort of relationship did the Ayatollah have with the American occupation forces? Was he cooperating with them? Was he criticizing them?
One of his relatives and a key member of his party is a member of the U.S.-appointed governing council that sits in Baghdad. So though there is a fair amount of criticism coming from Mr. Hakim's organization, SCIRI, against the U.S. occupation, they are cooperating to some degree.
Ivan, what was the reaction of the crowd after this explosion?
The crowd was reacting in shock, in anguish. People were weeping. This is the holy day in the Islamic week. This is also one of the most important shrines to Shia Islam. Shia Muslims travel across the world. They make pilgrimages to this place. But it's not the first time we've seen violence in Najaf. Just last week, there was a bomb against another member of the Hakim family. It's been called an assassination attempt. Within a mile of this mosque, outside the office of another Ayatollah, Mohammed Saeed Hakim, who survived that attack. And just today, his son was telling me, he says, whoever is behind these attacks are attacking all of Islam and trying to create schisms within the Shia Muslim establishment, the clerical establishment, who lead some 60% of the Iraqi population.
That brings up the question of the political tension inside Iraq between Shiites and other groups.
Some of the people here on the scene are already blaming everybody from the Israelis and the Jews to America to Wahhabi. It's a sect of Sunni Muslims. Whoever is behind this is clearly trying to sow instability. And given the reaction I've already seen here in the streets of Najaf, where some people are so devastated by this attack that they're already starting to lash out at foreigners that they see in anger, this will devastate now not the foreign aid communities, not foreign diplomats, but Iraq's largest religious group, that's the Shia Muslims.
Ivan, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Najaf, Iraq.